Previously on Algoa FM.
I am super, super excited in the studio. I have three world champions. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first we have Ronnie Ackerman, and then we have Eugene O'Neill, and then Sandra. Sandra, please give us your surname.
Pinor.
Sandra Pinor. Now, firstly, Ronnie Ackerman, you are the Grand Legends Men's World Champion. How have you been?
Well, I've been fantastic. I can't complain about the sport. I think it's one of the most exciting sports that I've ever done. I've been playing lots of rugby, soccer, and ice hockey, and many other sports. But I just felt surfing is the sport that I've never got tired of it. Mm. And I've been doing it for 44 years plus.
44 years
plus.
And
I'm still doing it.
And you're still doing it.
And I'm still in a good shape to do
well,
it.
Well, I think so too, definitely. Yeah. And how has your journey been for you?
Well, it's been fantastic. Firstly, I would say it's changed my life since I've started surfing. I started when I was about 29. And from there on, my life just started changing in all directions. And you feel like sports has actually been good to me as a person, because I've never looked backwards again. I come from a poor background, and everything just went forward from there.
That's beautifully
said. So it's really been fantastic. And now at the age of 70, to still be able to surf like most of the guys in the country, I just still love it.
Well, I can see how passionate you are about it. Yeah. As well as Eugene, you are the Open Adaptive World Champion. Yes. How has your journey been for you?
Well, I started in 1990 with a group of five friends in East London, and we started at Orient Beach, moved over to Nahoon, surfed for Border 16 years, moved to Transvaal a couple of years, and now I moved back to PE 8 years ago and started surfing competitively again for 6 years ago. So it's also quite a long time for me. I enjoy the sport very much. The feeling that we have when we surf, it's unexplainable. You can't explain that. The people that we meet, the friendships we build, it's all great. We make friends for life, basically, and the sport is nice.
And I know that in your bio you talk about how much you live in the water. You love the water so much.
Yes.
I wanted to chat to you about the Open Adaptive World Champion. You won gold.
Yes.
Recently, but apparently there is no Open Adaptive Championship or something like that in South Africa. Just correct me.
Yes, currently we don't actually have a division for adaptive surfing in South Africa, especially in wave ski. So I always had to compete with the other abled guys. That's very competitive. And what I must say about the competitors that I serve, none of them have ever treated me as an adaptive person, and that just makes me more competitive. Sometimes I beat them, sometimes they beat me, and that's what it's about. I'm just very competitive. I just love the sport.
I like to hear that. Now, Sandra, tell us about your story. And I love that it is the 1st of August. It's Women's Month. We are celebrating you, ladies in surfing. Tell us more about your journey.
Yes, my journey started in the 80s after being an athlete, a long jumper. And I had an injury, and the guy said, come wave ski, because it's only upper part of the body. And I started competing until about 2000, when I started playing golf. I took a break from wave ski doing golf. And then by mistake, I landed up in a wave ski competition. And I thought, why on earth did I even play golf for so long? And then shortly after that, I had a major operation, and the doctors advised that they don't think I'll surf at world level again. And I actually won my first world championships when they told me I wouldn't in 2011. Yes, and I mean, the story here is never to give up hope, you know, no matter what the circumstances is. But I think a bigger thing is that by giving other people hope, you're giving yourself hope. You know, and it's actually, sometimes I've got to pinch myself that I have this opportunity to motivate people.
That's beautifully said. And Buffalo City hosted the World Wave Ski Surfing titles. It was at Nahoon Reef, if I'm correct, in East London. Obviously, you get excited for these types of events. You know, what are you hoping for in South Africa, specifically for the sport?
Well, this World Champions, which they just hosted about a month ago, have set the bar for the rest of the world. This is one of the best ones. I've been to two. But this has been the best one I've been to. I know Ronnie and Sandra, they can elaborate more on that. They've been all over the world. I haven't been. So the next one is in 2026 in Peru. I'm definitely going to go to that one, so that will be my first time. But East London have set the bar. The event was out of this world.
It was magical.
It was.
Sandra, any last words for you?
Yes, I mean, I've surfed 17 world temps, and by far this was absolutely the best one. I think that, like Eugene said, East London set the bar, and I think the competitors are now more aware of the fact that we need organization like this to grow the sport.
Yes.
We want juniors in there. We want them to experience the best thing as close as surfing does, yes. You know. So, and that's how you attract juniors, is by actually having a contest that's organized like that, not a Mickey Mouse contest, exactly. If I can call it that.
Well, Ronnie, any last words from you, just to encourage young aspiring surfers?
Well, just the idea, if I have to tell people I've lost a kidney of cancer, 30% throughout of cancer, when just before I got 60, and I'm still doing the sports, I went on, I still got the odds, cancer getting cut out, and I'm just enjoying my sports and I'm staying positive in life. Absolutely. I can just praise the Lord for that.
Well, thank you so much. Before I let you go, any last words from Sandra and Eugene?
I can just say for Eugene, I can say we're looking up to them for what he's achieved, really.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Oh, that's very special. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful day further.
Same
and continue surfing and inspiring and encouraging and motivating young aspiring surfers. Continue to do that. You definitely inspired me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.